I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
It is a Thursday on Purple Daily here. Our friend Thor Nystrom from Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros is going to be joining us on Thursdays for this draft season. Boy, you jump back in for draft season last week, and you light the world on fire with your J.J. McCarthy rant. And we think you moved the markets, dude. It was like 2 days later, and all of a sudden, like, the DraftKings and some of these betting boards are like, oh, the Vikings are now the favorites to take J.J. McCarthy. So congratulations for moving the entire football universe in the direction of Vikings and J.J. McCarthy, Thor.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, you have the idea of like a riser later in the process, but really it's just a guy that people in my industry haven't gotten to their tape on or whatever. And yeah, I mean, we had to get that out there because it's just the truth of his game. You know, when you're not looking at the volume stats anymore, you just start watching his tape. And I mean, Doogie reported, I think even on your guys' show that the Vikings have done a lot of work on him since the fall, which makes a ton of sense because J.J. McCarthy would be a perfect fit in KOC's offense.
The problem now though, Thor, you are driving his value up the draft chart. And so, like, the Vikings before you were like, this is awesome. He's going to fall to 11. We're going to take him there.
We're going to take him in the fourth round until Thor got.
And then
gone.
You come back to our show, and what do? You out him as far as this guy could go eighth or ninth or something like that. And now it's completely changed. So congratulations, Vikings fans. If you have any complaints, Thor Nystrom is the guy who might have cost you a chance to watch J.J. McCarthy quarterback your favorite team.
I'm getting texts from Kwesi saying, dude, I know. Shut up, though. just be quiet for a couple more months. We need him to get down here.
And then we crack open your Twitter account this morning, and you decide to fight with the Cousins Crusaders here and open up a can of worms. So now that you've had a week to watch the Super Bowl, you saw two very different quarterback blueprints competing in overtime of the Super Bowl. You have maybe the greatest football player we've ever seen with the highest cap hit of any quarterback in the NFL, just going Superman in hero mode toward the end. And then you got the Niners who have this monster roster and a quarterback that makes $800,000. So in general, after the J.J. McCarthy stuff blew up last week and watching the Super Bowl, where are you at on the Vikings quarterback situation now that the offseason has officially started?
I've already waved goodbye to Kirk in my heart. I appreciate his services. You know, my take on this is very simple. It's not that Kirk stinks. He's the 11th or 12th best quarterback in the league, and you can't construct a Super Bowl winning roster around Kirk when you're delineating the cap hit that you need to him to keep him on that roster. It's not possible. At this point, this isn't an opinion. At this point, we have a Mount Everest of empirical evidence that not only suggests it, we just have it out there. We need to reconstitute the roster in order to eventually compete to hopefully win a Super Bowl or get to a Super Bowl. We're not going to be able to do that, fortify the rest of the roster with Kirk Cousins' cap hit. If he was a top 3-4 quarterback in the league, sure, absolutely. You know, like the Mahomes thing, whatever, the Vikings would have to draft a little bit better as well. Cause of course your margin for error gets a little bit smaller then, but the Vikings haven't been doing either of those two things. It's time to blow this thing up and try to build a roster that can win a Super Bowl.
So how long, Thor, do you think that this is theoretically going to take though? Because like there's, It's fun to talk about the QB position, and that is definitely an area where the Vikings could need to make a change. But let's talk about the 10,000-foot view of the roster construction, because you're exactly right. And let's not take the Chiefs, because the Chiefs have a quarterback who is just so otherworldly, it's hard to compare your team to the Chiefs. But let's take San Francisco. So, like, what when you watch San Francisco from a roster construction standpoint, not just Purdy, everything, where do you see the Vikings being as far as a comparable team to compete with that, just to make it out of the conference?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would take a reconstituted roster. The roster that the Vikings have now is not going to do it. And, you know, you think about, like, that 49ers team, Brock Purdy, he's like, to use a Timberwolves example for the local folks, he's like Ricky Rubio. Is Ricky Rubio an NBA championship point guard? Well, no. But if you have four all-stars around him, now maybe, right? And again, with the cap hit that you're delineating with Brock Purdy, you pay him peanuts. So that's why you can put the four all-stars around him on the floor. Now we can make the Super Bowl. It's not because of Brock Purdy. It's because of the guys around him, whatever. And that's where you get into the cap gymnastics and everything like that. I think we see this the same. We all like Kirk Cousins. We all acknowledge that Kirk Cousins is top 12, maybe even 10 quarterback in the league at times. That's not the problem. The problem's not Kirk. It's the roster that you can construct around him when you're paying him what he needs to be paid.
And I think even like to defend, that's right, folks. I am going to defend Kirk's honor right now. Uh-oh. This is me, Phil Mackey, number one Kirk hater. I am going to step in front of the criticism here. If you're Kirk and you're looking around and the Vikings are saying, you know, well, listen, we really need you to take a little discount here because we just have a lot of holes on the roster. And Kirk's coming back with his agent saying, I don't really want to take a discount because I can hit the open market and have the Falcons and the Steelers bidding on me. Not to mention, Vikings, if you hadn't whiffed on several different draft classes, maybe my contract wouldn't be as much of a question. Because so if you go back and look, Thor, we talked about this last week on Purple Daily, or maybe it was like Monday. Between the Vikings had a great draft in 2015. 2015, they nailed Trey Waynes in the first round, and he was a rock-solid starter for multiple years. Eric Kendricks, one of the best linebackers in franchise history. Danielle Hunter, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. Stephon Diggs, one of the best. Like that, the 2015 draft was one of the best in franchise history. 2016, 17, 18, and 19, outside of a couple players, 4 years of whiffs by Rick Spielman. And then he did hit on Justin Jefferson and Christian Darrisaw, so they had a couple nice first-rounders in 20 and 21. Kwesi comes in. The 2022 draft, one of the worst in franchise history. So from 2016, 17, 18, 19, whiff, 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 whiff. 2022, whiff. Those are players that would be 23 to 30 years old on your current 2023 roster, and most of those players were busts. So I just want to acknowledge for a second that you could have made that contract work better for you if you weren't whiffing on all these draft classes. So how do you reconcile that too? That's like, we're having this Kirk Cousins conversation, but at the end of the day, like, you're going to draft eight players or whatever it is. You got to have like four guys pan out minimum multiple years in a row to build a roster like San Francisco has, to build a roster like Kansas City still has, right?
I think that's well said. And I think it's, whether you want to call it a cautionary tale or whatever you want to call it, it's not all Kirk's fault. No one is saying that. You know, again, we all think he's a top 12 or 10 quarterback in the league. It's just your margin for error when you're delineating that much cap space to quarterback for the rest of the roster.
Yeah.
It shrinks to almost nothing. And like you said, especially when it's not the top three guy or top four quarterback, and it's the 11th or 12th dude, now you got to be perfect. You have zero margin for error. So, yeah, I mean, if the Vikings had slaughtered the last three or four classes, yeah, it would be a different scenario. But now we're where we're at. Kirk Cousins is how old? 36. 36. It's like, again, you have all that empirical data. You can't get all those draft classes back to construct that roster around him from wanting it or from hindsight. We can't go back in time. I don't have a flux capacitor here. So you just have to do it. We're, you know, in this moment here, there's only one path forward to improving your odds of winning a Super Bowl before we die. And that is saying, Kirk, thank you for your services, but we need to go a different direction in order to rebuild the roster around the quarterback position.
And this leads into what I think is the most interesting thing about this discussion, and I guess it's the thing I don't get, and let's not say Kirk, let's say any veteran athlete, okay? The Vikings, first of all, it didn't work, and there's, as Phil just said, there's blame to go around that, Spielman, Zimmer. The Vikings took a shot in 2018 with a roster that was damn good, and they basically said, we're going to plug in a quarterback who we perceive to be a Pro Bowl type of QB. Again, back then, probably a borderline, you know, top 10, top 15 guy for sure. And, okay, they took their shot. It didn't work. Since then, they've been to the playoffs twice. They've won one game. Every team at some point in time has to be retooled and rebuilt. And that's what I don't get about. I understand if you're a young fan, you fall in love with players. But what I don't understand is adults who follow their teams who fall in love with players. Because it's like eventually they have to cycle out. Like Kirk Cousins, forget everything else that you know. He's going to be 36 in August. And you know what? Tom Brady, I got bad news for you, folks. He ain't the norm. He ain't the norm. He played into his 40s. God bless him. Gordy Howe played in the National Hockey League at like the age of 52. That ain't the norm. So what confuses me is this loyalty that people have. And I will say this in Kwesi and O'Connell's defense, and this is still playing out. There's a lot about them and their decision process we don't know yet. But I will say this. And it was, I think we all agreed it was smart, but the decision to let Thielen and Kendricks walk or to jettison them last year was a major step, I thought. Because again, those guys were, especially Adam, those were lifetime Vikings, right? Those were guys who there was no question a Zimmer and Spielman loyalty to. So I only hope that that is the start of the reality. Football rosters have a small amount of time to succeed, and then you have to start the process. And to what Phil said, the other problem then is you cannot flat out between Spielman and Kwesi in 22, you can't whiff on that amount of draft classes and Thor have any depth left. And depth is where you start to build.
1,000. Yeah, very well said, John. All this is what is going to improve the Vikings' odds of winning a Super Bowl one day. That is where I base all my decisions or, you know, all my opinions, you know, as far as the Vikings go or whatever. You have two different paths here. It's the one of re-sign Kirk and just try to cobble it together. We'll use the pick on defense. Not going to have a lot of cap room. We're not going to have a lot of draft equity, but we'll keep trying the whole Kirk thing. What are the odds you walk through that door and you're winning a Super Bowl in the next 3 years? I'll tell you what they are. 0.0. I want to go through the second one. It's scary. Yeah. The unknown's out there. You're walking through the closet of Narnia. You don't know what's on the other side of that thing, but I know, or I feel that the odds could be better than 0.0. That's all I'm trying to do. And yeah, I don't understand the myopic thing of like, oh, this player, that player. I get the loyalty for sure, but I'm rooting more for the brand and the jersey than any one individual, whether it be Kirk Cousins or anybody else.
It's the chronic what culls of Narnia. It's the chronic what culls of Narnia.
My first date in seventh grade with Lauren Whitley, Chronicles of Narnia. My yeah, first did. Date.
Great, fun great fact. Flick, man. Great flick. You want to go back to my place and go into the closet? Huh? See what happens? Yeah? See if there's any unicorns on the other side? No?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you done your, you were going to do a podcast on Fantasy Pros. Have you teased this last week? Have you given your JJ McCarthy comp publicly yet?
I have.
Can we talk? I don't know who it is.
Absolutely can. Yes. So, and you know, I think I mentioned this on the Saturday show from the Golf Expo that Vikings fans would like this. This guy has, you know, was a Viking in the past. I see so much of JJ McCarthy in Rich Gannon at his apex. The peak Rich Gannon. I think that's where you start to see what JJ McCarthy's ceiling could be. The only difference is JJ McCarthy early on the line of development with that Rich Gannon obviously had to wait his turn and everything like that. That's one of them. There's a couple other guys that I like comps for them more than I've seen out publicly for McCarthy. But it goes even higher than that. And I don't want to go like wild, but the point I want to make about this is McCarthy is more difficult to comp than the other guys because of his special sauce of throwing on the run and making decisions under pressure, out of structure, throwing off platform. You don't see that kind of combination in prospects every single year. It just is what it is. And so there becomes this very small pool of guys you could potentially comp into. I think Gannon works really well. I almost don't want to say the other names, but F it. We'll say it.
Do it. Hold on. We'll give you cover. Here it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Reckless. It's reckless. It's reckless speculation Thursday. Thor is speculating on what JJ McCarthy could become here. Okay. This is a safe space.
I think I've mentioned this before. I believe that he is a prodigy of an off script, out of structure, throwing off platform quarterback. Come up with the answer when everything is devolving around him and he'll come up with the answer. Only so many guys that are like that and can do those things and have the arm strength he does throwing on the run 40 yard ropes downfield. The wild bonanza ceiling one that you could point to would be John Elway. And like,
reckless speculation,
Thor.
Holy crap. There's not many dudes you can point to. Like, and I mean, you start to look into it and it's like, man, that, you know, again, you don't see many dudes like this. That would be the apex. But yeah, I
you know what I love about Thor right now? I love that Thor stares down old takes exposed and doesn't flinch.
Never.
Thor's out here. He's saying, bring it on. Yeah, I'm going to throw John Elway's name out there as a comp. Old takes exposed. Bookmark me.
Yeah, I mean, like, Elway had that, you know, you had the athleticism, and then you had the cannon of the arm, but it was those two things working in conjunction, right, and the ability to get out of structure. But you can certainly play within structure, but once that devolves, or on the bootleg concepts, or out on the perimeter, different stuff like that, you're always making the right decision, but then you have the arm to get it wherever it needs to go. No matter what, like, you'll see with McCarthy, he'll be drifting out to the right, running full speed. Notice the guy 30, 40 yards downfield on the other side of the other hash. He can hit the guy on the hands. It's just a very, very, very rare trait. And so few guys that you can point to. I've talked to people on his coaching staff at different stuff like that. And I got an agreement of there's not a lot of dudes around in the NFL right now that have come out recently that he reminds us of. And that's why it's such a special trait. It's extremely rare.
So to go back on this entire subject too, it feels like, and it's been this for a while now, but it feels like it's growing, Thor. Feels like that there is a public sort of draft experts, not you necessarily, but there's opinions starting to float around. And then you get reports or some of the stuff that you're saying, which feels like it's far more internal stuff that, quite frankly, I think lots of people in the league would like to keep quiet as possible. Am I right about that? Like the McCarthy thing, after you came on the show last week, it took off like wildfire. I'm hard-pressed to believe that the National Football League, though, thought, well, if Thor likes J.J. McCarthy, then we're all going to start to... So, like, what's the reality of what we're hearing right now versus the reality of what you know from digging and stuff that's actually going on in the league regarding these quarterbacks and draft prospects?
Yeah, like when you have a job like mine, there's a couple of different ways you can do it. Some of the people, they mostly cover the NFL, and then they talk to a lot of their NFL sources, and they're basing their opinions and their analysis of these prospects on, you know, what they're hearing because they don't have that exposure, whatever. And then another way to do it is, you know, I come from college. I covered these guys in college. I'm coming out as a recruit and then all the way through in their career. And then I'm after the season's done with the specific draft class we have, then I start watching the cut-ups, going deeper into the analytics and whatnot. The difference between those two things, I mean, I have my own takes on these guys. I don't need to be told how to think about them. I've been watching them for a long time. I don't know that some of the NFL guys that I would talk to, this is just being honest, not ego, would have more exposure to some of these guys than I do. Doesn't mean that I'm right, for sure. But, like, I have a lot of exposure on these guys. But the other way of doing the job, you're sort of beholden to what you're being told. And Judd, to your point, and what people out there, I don't think, realize about this is if you're the source, right? Like you're the guy who is conveying the information or whatever, you are only going to convey things that to the person that is reporting that is a part of your prerogative. You're not going to tell that person something that they could put out there that could hurt your situation. So if you're Kwesi, you're KOC, you're members of the Viking scouting department, and you have been doing deep work on JJ McCarthy since at least this fall, at least according to Doogie's report, which I absolutely believe, and you have fallen in love with JJ McCarthy, and you're sitting at 11 and you're like, we're just praying that JJ McCarthy gets down here. What is the last thing in the world that you're going to do when your reporter buddy who works for the worldwide leader or one of those things calls you and says, hey, I know you need a quarterback. Which ones in this class do you like? What's the last thing in the world you're going to say? Last thing in the world you're going to say is, we love JJ McCarthy. We will take JJ McCarthy if he gets down here. What are the things you're going to tell that person? Bo Nix is awesome. We love Bo Nix. But Bo Nix has no questions on his evaluation. Bo Nix should be a top 10 pick. Man, we wish we could get Bo Nix, but there's no chance he's going to get down here. You're going to start Michael Penix. You're going to start
Spencer Rattler. Best workout I've ever seen.
Oh. Yes. You're going to talk about anyone except the guy that you actually like. And so you wonder like how some of these reports get out here about, you know, like early on in the process there, or I'll just give an example from last year. So it's not vague, whatever. You guys remember the 3-4 week stint we had last spring where I was fighting all the Hendon Hooker lovers. Cause there was like those reports that came out. That's like, oh, actually the NFL really loves Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker go in the first round. It's like, no, he's not going in the first round. I've watched that dude play. He can only read one side of the field. Plus, he's coming off the ACL injury, and he was a one-year wonder. It's like he's not going in round one. But, like, how did that stuff get out there? The reporter's not lying. He's not, like, the people in this industry, they're honorable people. It's just the person he's talking to, it might not be their prerogative to tell the full truth. And then they're just projecting that to the public. It's going right through them to the public. That's the reason that the source is telling that guy the information. So when you read some of this stuff, especially early in the process, you have to know where some of that is coming from. And it's no team's prerogative to just get it out there who they actually love. Kwesi, I am busy right now. I am busy. I'm not doing any more JJ McCarthy love. Like, you have to stop calling. So, sorry about that, guys.
Is that John Denver on your ringtone?
Country Roads?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. We've got the Alaska Take Last home, Frontier baby. Hoodie and the John Denver ringtone.
What, are you going to go all back and go like skeet shooting or something?
Well, that's what I consider like the prospect hunting and watching the cutups. So yeah, like I mean, like in a month and a half or so, I'm gonna have the beard down to here.
Nice.
Oh, it's gonna be Thor does not shave the beard until after day three is a wrap. After the undrafted free agent signings are final across the board. Hey boys, let's in an effort to get Thor to tell us more about some of these players. Let's do a mock draft simulation on the. I'll pull this up here and share my screen for the YouTube audience, and we'll explain this also for the audio audience. But Dex, I'll share this. And this mock draft simulation with our guy Thor, presented in part by our friends at Livia, Judd, helping the audience lose weight for a couple years on Purple Daily.
Absolutely true. In fact, there's sports dad right there down. How much? 40 pounds. That's right. Thanks to a program that I'm going to tell you right now works. If you don't believe me, then you can believe the many, many people that we have heard of who watch or listen to this very show who have contacted us and said, you know what? I joined and it definitely works. Well, that's the truth. And have I got an offer for you right now? If you're looking to drop those excess pounds for spring or summer, Livia Weight Control Centers is offering the first 3 months for free. That's right. 3 months for free. 855-GO-LIVEA. Livia.com, LIVEA.com is your first step towards a weight loss journey.
Also, our friends at Federated Insurance are here to help business owners with risk management. They've been around since 1904. They have a legacy, generations of experience helping businesses maximize their success through risk management tools and resources. It's like having a great offensive line for your business at Federated. They believe in face-to-face, eye-to-eye relationships, and they measure their success by the success of your business. They've been a great partner for us the last few years as we have grown Score North and Purple Daily. We appreciate their help, and you can find out more information at federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours.
I want a mock!
Mock!
Okay. Let's pull up the simulator here. Vikings, we're going to select Vikings, and we're going to go, for time constraints here, we're going to go five rounds, and we can do a deeper one next week with Thor. But we have a request from a listener that I think we should incorporate here, boys. This is from listener Gordy, who says, why don't you guys do a mock draft simulation with the thought of trading Justin Jefferson?
Oh.
So again, this is just a hypothetical fun exercise.
Reckless Speculation Thursday. Okay. I love this.
Okay. It's Reckless Speculation Thursday.
Reckless Speculation.
I mean, we're targeting, well, I'll defer to you, Phil, but and you guys, but are we targeting the third pick with this? Because we know the third pick, it was already put out publicly that they will listen to offers the Patriots will. Is that the pick that we would be targeting here?
I think it has to be, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the only realistic one. I think the Bears, you know, like, I don't think that's a set in stone decision like some people think it is, but I would be very surprised if they ended up trading out with the Vikings and allowed them to have the first pick. And then Washington, they ain't moving out of two. So, yeah.
So if we just offer, let's see what the PFF simulator lets us get away with here.
No, let's see.
If we offer Justin Jefferson for the third overall pick, it says it has a 70% chance to be accepted. We probably need to throw something else in here.
Well, they gotta throw something in, don't they?
That's what's interesting. Well, let's see here. If they throw in, let's say they throw in the 3 and the 68.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's a 23% chance. They're saying that's too much for the Patriots to give up.
Can we kick them back like a 5 or something?
Let's kick them like the 145.
Yeah, let's see what we got.
The 130. No. The 109? No. Wow.
We could try it, though, couldn't we?
The 42?
No, because then we'd be moving back. But if
we just tried Jefferson for the number 3 pick?
We could, but I would want a little bit more.
Agreed.
Could we get 104 from them too? Okay.
53. Let's see what happens.
Let's do it.
We'll
offer
the trade and see what happens. Okay. They're balking at that. What about the Patriots? What about the 136?
Let's give it a shot.
Okay. Okay, they're balking at that too.
Unbelievable. Well,
try next year.
So we would get their second. That's a 9%. Third round next year, 40%.
Yeah, okay.
Fourth round next year, 60%. I mean, okay, we'll offer and see. Well, they're driving a hard bargain.
We're getting Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Let's just try straight up.
Yeah.
Jefferson for the number 3. Now, my issue with this trade is that I know the Patriots have a ton of cap space, but why wouldn't they just draft Marvin Harrison Jr. and have him for a lot less than Justin Jefferson makes? You know, that's the problem with this logic.
Yeah, it could. But I think for the 3, they're not hanging up the phone.
We'll offer this and see what happens. Boy, they've rejected us again.
Unbelievable. You know,
screw the Patriots.
Yeah, we're giving up.
I think we should go forward with the exercise, but I just want to see what they want us to do. Yeah. They want us to give up. What else do we have to give up? The one.
Toss in the 7th or something.
The 157.
Toss in the 12th from
the 145. if we toss in the 157, it will It will.
It's unbelievable.
76%.
Have they looked at their own receiving core, the Patriots? I mean, what are they doing here?
Let's offer this and see what happens. 76% chance. They've rejected all.
That is absolutely.
This is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
This is unbelievable. Maybe, we're killing our mojo.
What? About trading up to with the Chargers? What about with the Chargers? They're looking for young weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It says, we have no attempt. We can't even make an attempt at trade. So we'll start the draft and see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh. We have to wait until the draft starts to even attempt a trade now again. Drake May, number one. Caleb Williams, number two.
I would love it if the Bears took Drake May. I think that would be a mistake. So I hope they do.
Let's try again here. Let's go back to the Patriots and see if now that the draft started. Okay, let's call them again. Yeah. Has your situation changed? It still says 70%.
They were.
What if we float them the 109 has an 86?
There you go. That's being accepted.
It's still, man. Like
I don't like the trade, but it's
being accepted. I don't love the trade.
Oh, they rejected.
I don't understand. Let's negotiate with the Cardinals. Maybe. Maybe the Patriots. They won't take the QB.
Okay. So we would keep the 11, obviously, and we could this could be good. Okay, so Jefferson to the Cardinals.
But I feel like we have to see who the Patriots are going to take first, because we don't want them to take Jaden. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, Patriots took Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, we're in biz.
All right, so now they need Jefferson.
Yeah, we're in biz
now. Okay, so the Cardinals, the Cardinals would be more likely to want Jefferson here, right?
And they have an extra first-round pick from their trade with the Texans last year with Stroud or Anderson or whichever one, you know, that went 2 and 3 there.
What is their caps? Just for fun here, they could find a way to make it work. But the Cardinals, they'd have a ton of cap space. They have top 10 cap space.
Yeah.
So they can make it work. So we would go Jefferson for the number 4. Let's see where this lands us. So this says 100. We might be able to get something else from them.
Now we found our trade partner.
Let's see if they'd kick the 90.
Yeah.
They would. The 71, they would kick all these. Oh, they're kicking all
these. Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, they're going to kick us the 66 and the 4 for Justin Jefferson. All right. We're going to offer this.
Can we get one more? Oh, shoot. Okay. I was going to keep haggling with the cards to get more. But, okay, done. We're taking Jaden Daniels then for sure.
Yeah, we're on the clock here. So we get Jaden Daniels. We'll snag him.
Look, you guys know, I love J.J. McCarthy, but I have Daniels a little bit ahead of J.J. McCarthy. I have Daniels right now at QB2. Definitely not out of the question that I put Daniels at QB1. It's an interesting thing when you put Daniels against Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, the ceiling, absolutely is number one in this class. There's a lot more inconsistency there, and there's a lot more bad habits, I think, than a lot of people want to acknowledge, which elevates his risk profile. I think when the way he's been forwarded to the public is, this is a can't-miss prospect. He's going to come and be a superstar. You have to take Caleb Williams. That implies that there is a 0% bust factor there, or that he is going to be a superstar. I don't put him on that level. Daniels, I think, absolutely has the higher floor, and Daniels also has a really, really high ceiling. Maybe not quite as high as Caleb, but it's really high nonetheless.
So here's how the draft is played out. Drake May to the Bears, Caleb Williams to the Commanders, Marvin Harrison Jr. Patriots. We traded Justin Jefferson to the Cardinals on behalf of the Vikings, snagged the number 4 pick, and got Jaden Daniels, Joe Alt, Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the cornerback, goes to the Giants. Malik Nabers, you shut your mouth.
It wasn't a fair catch, by the way. Go for fans.
Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington. So all the edge rushers around the board. We're sitting here at 11. Should we trade back?
I think we should trade. That's what I would do in this scenario. Absolutely, I would trade back and try to recoup some of the picks and the, you know, whatever. Like, this point now, we are rebuilding.
Dude, right? The Cowboys want to trade from 24 to 11. That's the one team that's calling us right now.
So what could we – would they give us 56 and
– Is anyone in like the six, like the Saints, Colts, Seahawks? I don't think going back 12 spots makes a whole lot. Like, can they go back five
spots?
We get
87 too?
But we already got the quarterback. So what if we – dude, they're going to give us – look at this. This is nuts.
Oh, baby. Oh,
okay. This is all likely to be accepted.
Okay, do it.
Maybe we take like a 2
next year. Never mind.
Take off the 125 and take a 2 next year, something like that.
Okay.
Would they take that?
We'll take a 2. It's got to be a 3 next year. Yeah. So we would swap 11 and 24 and pick up an extra second and third and the next year's third. Let's offer the trade and see what happens. and they accepted it because
we're rebuilding the whole roster now. We're blowing this up.
Zim is about to take a guy for his defense. I can feel it.
Okay, so we'll go fast. We only have like 10 minutes left with Thor here, so we'll go fast. Now we're back on the clock at 24. Here, just for the visual audience, you can see this. Who are some of the players that interest you now that we're back on the clock at 24, Thor?
Well, we're going to have to consider a receiver at some point. I do like Franklin, you know, because obviously we just traded out with – we just traded Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Can you pull up the other receivers? I just want to see which other ones are on the board right now.
Sure, happily. Happily, Thor. Lad McConkey, Keon Coleman.
On Thursday, we do we pull up whatever position.
Whatever you want. It's Thursday, man.
I do like Franklin. I don't know if at 24 I want to pull the trigger on him. There are a couple of the day two guys, for instance, McConkey. Maybe we go one of the other positions here. I really like that Jackson Powers Johnson. I don't know if we want to just boot out Garrett Bradbury on the show too here. We're kicking everybody out of their jobs. I'm a huge fan of that kid. He's going to go in the first round.
Let's get him. Let's do it. We'll get a starting center for the next five years here.
Powers Johnson just sounds like an interior lineman too.
That kid can play.
Powers Johnson.
He's like he looks like SpongeBob SquarePants from the you know, especially the back, because like the way his frame is, and then his arms are out like this, you know, it's, and he's just a bear. That kid can move, and when he gets his mitts on you, he's going where you want to put him.
Let's go. Okay, we're back on the clock at 42 here. You want to see receivers again?
Yeah.
Just for fun. Okay. Here's some of the guys: Jermaine Burton from Alabama, Xavier Leggett from South Carolina.
Let's keep going down and see if there's anyone else here. Worthy's interesting because he gets a lot of separation. He's super athletic, but he's got some drop issues.
We also have the 42, the 56, and the 66. So we have three picks in the next like 25.
I like it. Show me the regular one with all the guys on it real quick. I want to see who I'm. It's Leggett against anyone else. Ooh, Graham Barton's interesting too. But we did just say, and Graham Barton is probably going to convert to the interior at the next level. And we just took the other dude. Chop Robinson is, I don't know why PFF ranks Chop Robinson down here. I just seen Chop Robinson. And Newbin's there too, but we got enough safeties. Let's go Chop. We got
Chop Robinson right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go Chop.
All right. So with the 42nd pick, we take Chop Robinson, edge rusher from Penn State. And that puts us back on the clock with the 56th overall pick.
Okay, let's check receivers again. We'll do a little check-in.
Your guy Xavier Worthy is still here.
Yeah, we're getting closer. And then we got Roman Wilson on the board, too. Roman Wilson's interesting as well. You know, a kid that blew up the Senior Bowl. I actually might prefer – this might be a scandalous thing. I think I slightly prefer Roman Wilson to Xavier Worthy. Can you just go down one more time and on the receivers and see?
I'm going to show the audience a Roman Wilson profile. 6 feet, 192. He caught 48 passes for – by the way, 12 touchdowns of the 48 catches. So one in every four catches was a touchdown.
First down machine, and was obviously a machine there in the red zone. And Michigan didn't have a lot of other receivers, and like he was the dude. When they went back to pass. And by the way, a kid who's going to be a stud athlete, he's going to run in the 4.3s. Former Feldman Freeklister, Roman Wilson. Johnny Wilson's interesting for the Vikings too, but not right here. But that's because I would want to convert him into a big slot. I think I'm more or less comfortable with Wilson. Can we see the regular? Yeah, can you just put it on real quick? I'm a big fan of that Edgeron Cooper too from A&M. That kid's a game wrecker. I don't know if we want to. 56, we're starting to get to the range where we could take an awesome linebacker.
Yeah.
I think I want to go Edgerrin Cooper. I want to fortify that linebacker room, and that kid's going to be a stud.
Linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, jump on board, and now we're back on the clock with the 66th overall pick.
Just a little bit of context. Edgerrin Cooper last year, 90.8 PFF grade, is, I believe, the best in this entire linebacker class. He can do a bunch of different things, too, so we like that one. Okay.
Is this where we snag Roman Wilson?
I think this might be the Roman Wilson pick. We're at 66. Yeah, let's dial up. Oh, wait. Tavondre Sweat is still on the board?
Yeah.
We got to go with the planet size guy. We got to go with Tavondre. We'll hold off on the receiver pick one more time.
6'4", 362. Let's go.
He's like a slightly poor man's version of like a Jordan Davis from last year. Not quite the freak athlete, but it's the same thing. It's this war daddy who's just knocking everyone's head together. And then the linebackers that we just put together, we got Ivan Pace. Now we got Edgerrin Cooper. those guys are just going to be flowing because ain't nobody getting around Sweat. They're not getting out to the second level.
So the run is toast against us now.
Yes, exactly.
The Vikings are stopping the run every single time.
We absolutely are.
We are still in the third round here. I'll pull the receivers back up in case there's anyone that you're interested in. We're kind of to the next tier of receivers now.
Okay, this becomes a really interesting decision. Can you go down just a couple more, Phil, just so we're not missing anyone? I do like Javon Baker as well. He's a guy we want to keep an eye on for the next pick or the pick after that. If we go Trey Benson here, I think this would come down to one of the two Florida State guys. Trey Benson, I think, is the best running back in this class, certainly the highest ceiling. Johnny Wilson is 6 foot six and a half, 237, and can play outside receiver. My thought with him would be to move him to the slot, but with the Vikings right now, we need the outside guy. So he's got an interesting profile, but Benson, you're getting a guy that would come in right away as you're starting running back. He's going to be a good NFL running back who could be a star.
Okay. Should we go Trey Benson? Trey Benson, jump on board. And then we're back on the clock right now with the 109.
Okay, let's go back to receiver.
Oh, Blake Corum sitting there too. We just picked a running back. Okay. Taj Washington, Malik Washington.
Did Baker go in between?
Javon Baker just went at the 107. Man. Yeah, we missed it. A little wide receiver run here.
Yeah, so we'll just assume for the sake of this exercise that we have signed a veteran receiver because obviously we're going to need one across from Addison.
Sure.
Just go down a little bit more. I just want to see our other options there. Cephas. Okay. Yeah, I think I want to wait on receiver again.
Sure.
The two Washingtons there at the top aren't bad, but they're both skinny guys. The kid from Virginia is definitely going to be a slot receiver at the next level.
Got some cornerbacks in the mix.
Yeah. I think my lean here would be Kyrie Jackson from those guys that I'm seeing from Oregon.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah,
we'll grab him. Cornerback right there. And now we're on the clock. We have four more picks left here. We'll fly through.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Let's check back in with receiver.
I love this, man. We traded Jefferson, but we got a boatload
back to the receiver
picks.
Room.
Isaiah Williams is interesting to me. But size limitations there. Luke McCaffrey's the guy that I'm monitoring here. I think Luke McCaffrey is a little bit better than people give him credit for because, you know, you just conflate it with his brother and all that sort of stuff. But he's a good athlete. He's an outside receiver, and he's a guy who just converted to receiver 2 years ago. He was always a quarterback before that, and he sort of blew up. This might be a little bit early, but then the receivers have getting plucked off. Yeah. What's our next pick after 130?
We have 145 and 157.
Okay, I want to wait on McCaffrey until the next pick.
Okay.
I think we're going to get him there. Let's just go down a little bit and see our other options here. So we've gotten an edge rusher. We've gotten an interior defensive lineman. We've gotten the linebacker. We've gotten the
We could use some offensive line help here at some point.
Yeah.
If there's any big dudes you like.
Let's keep going down.
Jordan Travis has some insurance in case Jaden Daniels doesn't pan out. Grab our Brock Purdy.
There's other ones I like more than Travis for that. I do like the Murphy edge rushers, but we got the edge rusher before. We'd be looking for – I like Cedric Gray too, but we probably wouldn't need the second linebacker.
Right.
We got a lot of picks right now. You want to go back up to the top?
Yeah. I love it. The tension in the draft.
Yeah. So we want to go tackle here. Yeah.
Defensive tackle or offensive tackle?
Offensive tackle. Cause I'm just thinking about hitting the other position. I want to wait on that receiver till the next pick. I think.
All right. Yeah. Let's go take either one of these two guys.
Let's go with Walter Rouse.
Okay. Walter Rouse, tackle from Oklahoma, is now a Minnesota Viking. And we're back on the clock. Let's see if your guy McCaffrey is still sitting out here. If he is, we can snag him. He is. We'll take Luke McCaffrey.
Let's take McCaffrey. Yep.
Right there. Okay. We have two picks left here. I think we're just going through the fifth round. So we actually still have more after this, but we're just going through the fifth round.
At this point, I think the value's there on Cedric Gray. I'd like to take Cedric Gray.
There we go. Another linebacker.
Cedric Gray. That kid's good.
And then this is our last pick for this exercise.
Okay.
With the 166th pick.
Should we go? I mean, you guys tell me what position right now, based on where we gone, where should we, you know, think we should be looking?
Judd, what do you think?
Did we take an edge yet?
We took,
Chop Robinson. Chop Robinson.
Oh, that's right.
Running back?
Joe Milton? Another quarterback?
We did get Trey Benson. We don't want Joe Milton. Joe Milton got a
tight end. Wants to take him.
Tight end?
We could potentially take a tight end.
How about a guard? How about offensive line? Another offensive lineman. We got a tackle in that last one.
Could.
We also have a center. I mean, we've picked like nine.
There's
picks
a tackle.
In the first.
Yeah. Well, we got the two offensive linemen so far, right? I think here we could either go another receiver.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
I'm
going to pull up the receiver list. So at least we're taking some shots here on some guys.
Clark was injured last year. Gold, he impressed at the Shrine game. I think Moose Muhammad's going back to college. They got to yank him out of there. Yeah. Brew McCoy.
Oh, he's little.
I got to see if Brew McCoy is in this class. Just one sec.
Yeah, Brew McCoy.
Brew McCoy, I believe, has gone back to college, too. So we can't take him either. Okay. PFF, get on your stuff. Come on.
What's going on?
Yeah.
I love it, dude.
Franklin. I think the option, it would be between Clark and Gold. Clark is more your prototypical outside dude, but he was injured last year.
6'3", 215.
He has that prototypical size. Maybe you get a little bit of a discount. With Clark, I would like to see how he tests. With Gold, you get a returner who plays in the slot. You know, the Vikings do have the 12 personnel thing. McCaffrey's going to play on the outside. Gold could be potentially a guy that comes in and plays a little bit out of the slot. Okay. Could help out on special teams. I'll leave this one up to you guys. You want the pure outside guy?
You want the big outside guy, or do you want the shifty slot?
Big outside guy.
Big outside guy?
Big outside guy.
All right, DeCorian Clark is our guy. And there we go. So we just went through. It's a 5-round mock, but we made about 100 picks. We traded Justin Jefferson. We traded back with our second. Let's see what PFF has for an overall grade at the bottom of the screen
here. Let's see what we got.
It's an A- from PFF. An A-.
Okay. I like McCaffrey.
So Jaden Daniels, welcome in. And then we got a bunch of other first and second rounders.
We just fixed a whole lot of things. I know we traded out Jefferson, but you know, we're blowing up the roster and we got Daniels. We fixed the quarterback thing. Didn't we get a pick next year too? I mean,
yeah, we did. We picked up a third round pick in 2025. So this would be a blast, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We drafted 11 players in the first 5 rounds of this mock draft right here.
I'll tell you who would love this draft is Mr. Flores, the defensive coordinator. Yeah. Chop Robinson at Penn State played in a system that was, you don't want to say the exact same as what Flores does, because what Flores was doing in the NFL last year schematically was extremely unique. But the similarities were Manny Diaz at Penn State sends the heat about as much as any college coordinator. Obviously, Flores has the prerogative of sending the heat as well. I think there's some similarities there. And then you get Sweat, the inside dude. We got the stud linebacker as well. The defense was obviously undermanned last year. Yeah. Flores is probably in Kwesi's office every day, like, please, please, please. This would also be hitting back Flores, even though you're using that first pick on the offense.
Love it, dude. Great stuff, Thor. We appreciate you. Thor's Day every week here. You can find Thor's work, fantasypros.com, and also bettingpros.com. You can follow him on Twitter/X. It's just at ThorKU. So, yeah.
I was going to say, too, Phil, we started a new show on Fantasy Pros where it's we deep dive the different positions. Me and my colleague, Derek Brown, just dropped an episode on the Dynasty Feed of Fantasy Pros where we go through our top 10 quarterbacks and go deeper into the evals of those different guys. Vikings fans might want to check that out because quarterback, obviously, is going to be something that we're going to be talking about quite a bit here this spring.
Love it, dude. Yep. Go find that podcast and we'll see you again next week, Thor. Great stuff, man.
Can't wait, boys.
And we're going to keep it here for a random Viking of the week. We'll say goodbye to Thor. Whew, boy.
I didn't realize that Dallas trade would get us that much. I didn't.
Dude.
I'm not quite sure the Cowboys would really give you that much. Like, they'll give you a lot, I'm sure, but that was a lot.
That's moving up 13 spots in the first round.
Well, if you can get that much, you might want to take it.
It's aggressive, man. Random Viking of the week here, presented by our friends at Zero Res this week. I love a clean house. You guys love a clean house and all you're doing is light vacuuming and dusting, then maybe your actions don't align with your wants. And that's where Zero Res comes in with their 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Google, 17,000 reviews. You can ask for the Score North special and get 3 rooms Zero Resified starting at just $119 and a free hallway. This month also takes $75 off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. The number is 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com. Say you want the Score North special. Spell it forward or backwards. It spells the same. Zero Res. It's time for the random Viking of the week here, where historically Judd has 66 correct answers, Declan 33, I have 18. In the new era where we all compete equally against each other, Judd with 15 wins, I have 11, Declan with 7. The last handful of random Vikings, Judd has a 4-game winning streak right now, by the way. The Roger Craig debacle from last week, I'm not proud of that. Donovan McNabb, Darren Nelson, superstar Mike Morris, and EJ Henderson. I've got the clues for you guys. You can shout out answers whenever you want to. If one of you hits a third strike, you're out. The other person wins automatically. Here we go, if you guys are ready. All right. No Googling, but you can control F through the list of players that we've done historically.
Okay, okay, cool.
This random Viking of the week is a Super Bowl champion. Super Bowl champion. Obviously not with the Vikings. Unfortunately. This random Viking of the week played for the varsity football and basketball teams in high school, was also named to the high school honor roll and had perfect attendance in 3 of his 4 years in high school, and was active in the foreign language club and student council. Think about that. That's pretty good. You're competing varsity a couple levels. You're honor roll student, student council. It's a great, great high school leader.
Things in high school.
You didn't do any of those things?
Wasn't perfect attendance. Was
no
not
varsity
a dual
sports.
Sport athlete. Mm. And yeah, I was not. No, yeah, I didn't do any of that stuff.
Why would you want to be perfect attendance?
Exactly.
Been my That's question. Silly. That's the most overrated thing ever. Mm.
This random Viking of the week set his school's record in college with 1,027 career punt return yards. That's pretty good. This random Viking of the week was once the Vikings media good guy.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we've done Percy Harvin.
Like I said.
Who actually won that award?
Like I said.
Oh.
This random Viking of the week does not appear to have any social media accounts. I couldn't find a social media account for this random Viking.
So he set a school record for punt return yards?
Yep.
I'll take a guess. Marcus Sherrills.
Marcus Sherrills.
That's a good guess. It's a great guess. Dude, that still was a great guess.
It's a good one. It's a good one. This random Viking.
Because he was a, struck me as a good student probably. Yeah.
Was a little better than Marcus Sherrills because he was a 5-time Pro Bowler.
I'll take a guess. I don't think we have done this guy. Is it Corin Robinson?
Ooh, Corin Robinson.
That's a lot of Pro Bowls.
Didn't he make it as a specialist one time?
Yeah,
maybe twice.
Punt returner. Although I should have thought of it, his scholastic wouldn't have been that good.
In retrospect,
that was a mistake to guess that. I got really excited.
So you both have a strike against you here.
Yeah, no, it's fair. Fair. That's how it works. Have we done Corin Robinson?
I will say this about Corin Robinson. We may have done him. I can't remember. But to that point, on Wikipedia, this random Vikings off-the-field sections are actually longer than his on-the-field sections.
Oh, God.
Off-the-field sections.
Oh, God, who is this?
This random Viking played college football in the Atlantic 10 Conference. And despite playing in a non-Power 5 conference, he was a second-round draft pick in the National Football League.
Super Bowl champion, five-time Pro Bowler.
This random Viking played for three different NFL teams.
All right, can I ask a question? I got a question.
Okay.
Was this random Viking a second-round pick of the Vikings?
He was not. He was not.
So don't bother racking my brain for second round picks.
This random Viking. Joe, when's your birthday? November?
13th.
Oh, you guys are almost birthday friends. Not age wise. He is younger than you, but
yeah, most people are.
This random Viking was born on November 3rd, 1975. He was actually named to the NFL's all-decade team for the 2000s, like the 2000 through 2010 mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All-decade team?
Yeah. In fact, you could argue this dude's a Hall of Famer, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Very Good.
No. Like, probably should be a Hall of Famer.
Is it okay? I'll take a guess. Although this guy couldn't have been that good a student.
Steve Hutchinson.
He's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
Yeah, if he's in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna take a guess, but you know, just like with Corin, this guy was too good a student to be the guy I'm thinking of. There's no way the guy I was gonna guess is. There's no way the guy I was going to guess.
The torment.
Was that? No, this is good. This is awesome, dude.
Are you guessing or no? You're not guessing. You want me to give another clue?
Wait. No, this guy played for four teams, too. Yes, keep going because okay. My guess was going to be wrong. Three teams.
Judd covered this player. In fact.
Oh, my God. Darren Sharper.
Darren Sharper.
Oh.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Darren Sharper.
Oh, wow. Nice. Christ.
By the way, I read an article that he's maybe going to get out on parole in 2024.
Oh.
So really? we he used to be a great weekly guest on the old Royce and Mackey show back in the day. And then one Friday, he just didn't answer his phone. And we were wondering what's
going on. I thought
he
was going to be like reincarcerated. I thought like once the state of California got done with him.
Well, he settled a few cases. Yeah, his Wikipedia page, the football stuff kind of stops, and then it goes into all the other stuff. It's pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad stuff. But Darren Sharper, if Darren Sharper hadn't gotten criminally off the field there, yeah. I think he's almost certainly in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Three different seasons of 9 interceptions.
I had no idea he was a good student.
63 career interceptions for Darren Sharper.
Had his jersey. Yeah, that was...
Well, yeah, he was a good player here. I mean, he had no idea he was a serial rapist.
No, it's you never know with some of these guys.
You know, that's true. So true.
He actually was a joy to cover before all this happened.
Great to me.
So really good.
Yep.
But so Judd will give out the clues next week. Declan has snapped Judd's 1 month winning streak on random Viking of the week.
I should have gotten it, but I don't feel bad because I didn't. The student thing didn't. I really threw me.
Were you thinking Darren Sharper at all or no?
No,
you just weren't close.
No. I never thought Darren Sharper.
It would have been incredible though if Steve Hutchinson set a school record for punt return yards. That was
what was that guess? Yeah. Well, that was a panic guess.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just comes to mind and then you like blurt it out. And then the second that you did,
I shouldn't
like,
be mocking you. I guessed Marcus Allen, who never once came close
but
to punting.
Could have been a
Viking
if they hadn't because they drafted Marcus Allen. They drafted Darren Nelson before Marcus Allen, so you're not wrong.
Well, yeah.
There's something when Judd says, okay, I think I got it, that I'm like, I have to jump him. That's exactly my thinking.
But then I realized I didn't
have it. Brian Longwell.
But then I realized I didn't have it.
All right, dudes, that's a wrap on this Thursday episode.
Meaty show.
Purple Daily. Yeah, what more do you want? What more do you want?
Ran a five mock with what, like 18 picks?
Five mock.
Speaking of talking too much, five round mock with like 18 picks.
Yeah, it's bonkers, man. We'll see you guys for a Feedback Friday edition of the show tomorrow.